live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Let's hear from Bailey about her John Deere tractor from Prairie Land Partners.
When this tractor came home, I quickly learned how versatile it was. We use the tractor for mowing, move hay bales, dig up dirt, blade our driveway. We enjoyed working with Prairie Land Partners. We were able to explain what our needs were, and then they even delivered it to us. And now I've decided I don't want to ever not own a tractor again.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, Valentine's Day. It is 7:22, 29 degrees on our way to 56 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke, to preview a busy concert week on campus this week. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. So how busy is your schedule here for these concerts this week?
Well, over the next 10 days, we have four major concerts coming up. I'll be addressing specifically the Jazz Ensemble number 1 and the Wind Ensemble.
All right. Well, Jazz Concert, give us the date first, Gary, and what can we expect to hear?
Well, the Jazz Concert is on Thursday the 17th, and it should be a great gig. We are splitting this concert with the Mill Valley High School jazz band from up near Kansas City, and they are directed by an alumni of ours, Deb Steiner, and we're really excited to have them up here sharing the concert with us. And like every jazz concert, you will hear like music in every style. I mean, we have anything from swing to Latin to kind of rock. We're doing music by great jazz writers like Fred Sturm and Les Hooper, and just all kinds of really, really fun stuff. And we're featuring two soloists at that concert. One is our violin professor, Ramiro Miranda, and he'll be playing the electric violin. And it's really, really cool to hear him. And he's we're featuring him on a piece that I wrote for the band called Distant Shores. And if you've never heard the electric violin, it's a really, really neat thing. I mean, he plugs into the amplifier, and he can get all kinds of sound effects and everything out of it. And then we're featuring our lead alto student, Javier Chavez, on a beautiful ballad called My One and Only Love. And Javier is just an exceptional player, and he should bring the house down with this tune.
All right, that's February 17th, 7:30. And
that concert is free to the public since we have a guest group here.
All right, and where is the venue on campus for that?
In Albert Taylor Hall.
Okay, jazz concert, Albert Taylor Hall. And that's coming up February 17th, and I think you have a faculty recital, too, here this week, do you not?
I can't speak to. There might be a couple other concerts going on. And for that, I would suggest talking to the, either calling the music office at ESU or looking on the music department website. They have a calendar of every concert and event that's going on.
All right. Well, let's touch on, I guess, the Wind Ensemble concert. Give us the when and where.
Well, that is Tuesday, the 22nd, and again, we'll be splitting that with the Gardner-Edgerton High School band. They'll be coming down from Kansas City, and we're real excited about that one. And both the Jazz Ensemble 1 and the Wind Ensemble have been selected to play at the Kansas Music Educators Convention on the 25th and 26th of February, so that's up in Wichita. And we're really proud. It's an honor for just one group to get picked. But this is the first time that both groups have been selected for a feature performance up there. So that's why it gets so busy, because we have jazz on the 17th. We have a band on the 22nd. Then we have to travel to Wichita on the 25th and the 26th to perform. But specifically on the concert on the 22nd, again, you'll hear a good variety. And that band is also directed by an alumni, Mr. Will Biggs, who's in, I believe, his 18th year directing the band up there. and their kids will play their half, and then our band will play, and we're doing a number of different pieces. We're doing a great piece by David Holsinger. We're doing a real standard piece for band by Clifton Williams. We're doing what I think is one of the most beautiful pieces ever written for band, a piece called With Each Sunset by a gentleman by the name of Richard Saucedo. And I wrote two pieces for that concert. We have a fanfare that we're playing, and then a really kind of crazy thing called The Guardians. It's in two movements and very, very evocative of certain images and things. So again, really, really great variety of music. That one is also at 7:30 in Albert Chandler, and that is another free concert. Since we're bringing in a guest group, we tend to not charge for those.
Gary, from your perspective here, why is it important for the it's kind of a two-part flip of the coin side question, but why is it important here for the music department to have these different concerts with the high school bands involved, and what do the high school musicians get out of performing with the, you know, like say, groups like the Jazz Ensemble and the Wind Ensemble?
Well, that's a great question. You know, first and foremost, it's a great experience for the high school kids to get to hear a group of adults who keep on playing. I think one of the obvious things is our music department is constantly recruiting talented students. Any chance we have to bring students to our campus is a really good thing, just to expose them to the campus, expose them to what we do here. And everybody in the music department, you know, it's very equivalent to a sports team. You're recruiting all the time, basically. This past year and a half has been really, really difficult for arts all over the country. Because you think of, like, you know, high schools that couldn't have band for a year and a half, or they had kind of virtual band. It's been really, really tough with numbers the past couple of years. And I'm happy to say all our performing groups have maintained their numbers pretty darn well. And I couldn't be prouder of how the kids are actually playing. But we're always kind of thinking for the future as far as recruiting the next group of students coming in. And like I said, I think it's great that high school students get to hear, the next kind of level up in college. Because, like, college bands, when you think about it, are really like kind of high school all-star bands. A lot of times there are many of the best players who loved it enough that they keep on playing. And our groups, like all of them at Emporia State, are made up of music majors and students from every major in the campus. And I think sometimes people think, oh, when you hear the marching band or you hear the pep band or whoever, you know, it's all music majors. That couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, we have biology majors, education majors, business majors in our band, and they're really, really important members.
Well, it goes to show, too, how wide-reaching Emporia State's music department is, because you have a lot of graduates that, in two cases here in the next 7 days, are bringing students in as band directors. You have a lot of high school band directors that are ESU alum around here, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we're very proud. It's kind of like that kind of roots of the tree that go out, and Deb and Will are just two of our finest. And they have just done amazing jobs where they're at. And I'm looking forward to hearing their kids, so I'm sure they should be fantastic. Just hoping the weather cooperates on Thursday for us here.
Should be fine. Famous last words.
I haven't seen a forecast, but it looks like it's getting better. I know a couple days ago it was like, you can try to control everything. That's it. One announcement I do have to make to your listening audience, at this time, it still is a requirement to be masked when you enter an ESU facility.
Okay.
Just want to remind everybody. And, you know, it's just when you come in any building, whether it's the concert hall or an academic building, they do ask that you have a mask on.
Okay, so jazz concert coming up Thursday, February 17th, Albert Taylor Hall, 7:30. The Wind Ensemble concert, February 22nd, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. And just to save the day, too, don't forget that the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, yeah, they'll be bringing it coming up before the month is out, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at Albert Taylor Hall. Gary, as always, thanks.
Well, thank you guys for the opportunity to get the word out. And again, to your listening audience, going to be two just amazingly professional level concerts coming up. So can't go wrong with great music and free. So please come on out and enjoy the music.
Gary, thanks.
All right, bye.
Yeah, Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State. Again, jazz concert this Thursday, 7:30 p.m., and the Wind Ensemble concert February 22nd at 7:30, Albert Taylor Hall.
Good deal. If you want to get more information about joining us on the morning show, just simply call us or email 620-342-1400 or email kvue at kvue.com. We do have Wednesdays open, but that's it here for this week. And we also do have Polar Plunge organizers that will be joining us tomorrow, Shelley Lutz, and I believe we also are going to have I had that emailed to me here a little bit ago. We're going to have, Melissa, I apologize. I am blanking because I had it there for a second and now it is gone. But we are going to have a couple of organizers here from the Polar Plunge tomorrow morning on the Newsmaker segment.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE live and local, 7:33, 29 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Newman Regional Health offers a full range of services and specialties. Convenient.